the commercial break, would like to take a few minutes to address some of the rumors and innuendos. And while it is our strict HR policy not to comment on personnel issues, we will be making a statement at this time. Earlier in the week, a drunk and belligerent Gustavo came into the commercial break studios asking for a raise. It was at that point Gustavo was asked to leave the premises and refused to do so. Gustavo was immediately fired from his job and relieved of his position. The commercial break thanks Gustavo for all of the hard work and dedication over the years. Unfortunately, we were unable to cite any instances of hard work or dedication. His generally miserable attitude, his lax work ethic, and his poor personal hygiene were noted several times on his HR file. We wish Gustavo all the best on his future endeavors, and will certainly give him a reference for future work as long as that work does not include actual work. That is all the comments we'll be making at this time, and happy birthday, Gustavo. And now, the commercial break presents this episode of The Commercial Break.
On this episode of The Commercial Break,
okay. I had this whole thing going on in my head for like half an hour last night.
I would think there was to kill the sperm.
No, this is so that you can drink the, you can eat the sperm without actually guzzling a snorkel cock.
Okay.
This is so, you know, they say that sperm is like the only
Jeff
thing
tells
in
me
the world.
It has many health benefits.
I'm sure he does.
That's more than a lot of doctors make or lawyers.
I've made $49,000 since November. Just by telling people to go to my website.
That's all you have to do.
Hey, you, go to my website. I just made $10,000. Is there anybody that thought twice about this? I mean, the last thing I want to think about when I think about cake is taking a dump. How's your dump cake, honey?
Mom, I'd really love, I'm missing home. I'd really love one of those dump cake. Your famous dump cake.
Can you make me an Oreo dump cake?
Oh,
I need a pound dump cake.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
This is another episode of The Commercial Break.
Yo.
I am Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley, my dear friend, my good friend, my wonderful friend. Best to you.
Best
Kristen.
To you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. Let's get right into it. A couple of weeks ago, there was the Oscars.
It was?
It was. Wait, was it the Oscars or the Grammys?
No.
Yes. No, it was the Oscars. Yeah, the
Oscars are
happened.
Coming up.
No, the Oscars already happened.
No,
yeah.
They're coming up.
No, they already
they
happened.
Did?
Yeah. I think. I'm pretty sure. Hold on one second.
There's in contention. I keep seeing stuff about.
I'm pretty sure that, they already happened. I'm just going to make sure here. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of The Commercial Break.
Best to you, everybody out there in the podcast nominees. World.
Yeah. No, they...
They have not happened.
No, they didn't happen. Okay.
The
wait,
nominations
so when
have
do
come
they
out,
happen?
Though.
They happen
I think
on...
they're coming
the,
up.
Yeah, they
they're
happen this up. Weekend, right? I mean, this weekend as we're recording this.
Yeah, maybe then.
March 27th, 2022.
Okay.
So if you're listening to this before March 27th... I'm kidding. Ew. You'll be listening to this much
we
after.
We like to fact check things.
Okay. Yeah, we like to fact check things right here on air.
Yes.
Yeah. But just so you know, there's a little break coming up for Chrissy and I, so we're recording a few of these ahead of time. You'll actually hear this after the Oscars.
Okay. So
okay,
then,
so
yes.
They did happen.
So yes, the... Yeah. That's, I didn't know if you were signaling to me, like, say it, go with it.
Yeah,
yes,
okay,
they
go
already
with
have it.
Go with it. It already happened. Well, now that... thanks for turning off the commercial break. Thanks for tuning in and then back out of the commercial break.
Check us out again.
Check us out again. Press fast forward by 15 seconds and we should be through this part of the show. So the Oscars just happened as you're listening to it, but not yet for us here in the studio.
Right, we don't know the winners.
But whether or not we know the winners, I wanted to let you know that they are giving these what they call, like, you know, premier handbags out again, the packages.
Oh,
they get,
right. Those
the gift bags.
Yes.
They give these, like, only the A-list stars.
That's right.
And then everybody who attends the Oscars gets, like, this, you know, it's probably got a keychain in it and a sticker or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, plastic wine glass with Oscars. And then, you know, then there's, like, this other, like, this other step up level where probably get, like, $1,000 or $2,000 worth of gift cards.
Yeah,
and creams and lotions and potions.
Oh, yeah. So those things are worth a lot of money.
Yeah. And it, what they do is that, you know, these companies give out this free shit in hopes that the stars will then shout them out for one reason
or
another.
Or wear it.
Yeah.
They'll be seen wearing it.
Correct.
Or, yeah.
And sometimes they get ridiculous things like Rolexes and, you know, keys to new cars and all this other shit. But this year, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff in the bag. But one of the things that stuck out to me as they're talking about what's going to be in these bags is spermidazine.
Oh.
Spermidazine.
Okay.
Spelled exactly like it sounds. Sperm, I-dazine.
Uh-huh.
Spermidazine.
It kills the sperm?
That's spermicide.
Yes.
But spermidazine, I had to look this up because I'm like, what the fuck is spermidazine? And there's a whole, there's a company that does nothing but produce spermidazine.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to have all these wonderful health benefits. And I'm thinking to myself this whole time while I'm researching this, looking at this website, I'm like, they are literally taking jizz and they are making it into pill powder format.
Oh, it's the actual sperm.
It's a thing. Well, that's what I thought. Okay. I had this whole thing going on in my head for like a half an hour last night.
I would think there was to kill the sperm.
No, this is so that you can drink the, you can eat the sperm without actually guzzling a snorkel cock.
Okay.
This is so, you know, they say that sperm is like the only
Jeff
thing
tells
in
me
the world.
It has many health benefits.
I'm sure he does. He's got, he puts it on post-it notes on your mirror. Like some, you know, some people say, I love you with the post-it notes. He's like, negative calories.
Right.
Good for your hair. Makes your nails grow strong. But there, you know, there are apparently health benefits. It's the only substance, only food in the world. It's not really a food, but it's the only substance in the world that has negative calories. It'll actually take away calories from your body.
Okay.
It'll make you skinny the more you drink. Esther keeps telling me this, and I'm not 100% sure it's correct, but I roll with it. I'm like, yep. Hey, honey, we got that beach trip coming up.
Right.
This is what I think.
Interesting.
And nowhere on the website does it explain exactly what spermidazine is. And I'm like, what in the fuck is spermidazine? But it talks as if it's cum, right? It's like, you know, this all natural, you know, thing is one of the world's most healthy substances, you know, known secrets for millions of years. It's like this website.
The seeker of the pizzle.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The pizzle puzzle has been put together. We figured out how to dry jizz, make it delicious.
In powder form.
Put it in your coffee in the morning.
Scoop. Yeah, like picturing a smoothie.
Mm.
I got my
spermidazine. I'm Brian Green for spermidazine. For years, I drank my coffee with cream, but now I use spermidazine. Spermidazine, all natural. All natural jizz, squeezed from 1,000 cocks. Dried and hand rolled into
or one whale's pizzle.
One whale pizzle. One one large jizz by a whale. So what it actually is it's wheat germ. It's a type of wheat germ. But you have to go pretty deep into the website to find this.
Wheat germ.
Yeah. And if you had a company that was in fact working on this amazing, you know, new natural technology, you know, this natural thing called spermidazine.
Yeah.
I lost my pen here. Spermidazine. Why in the world would you call it spermidazine?
Right.
You would call it something else, right? And it just
got to differentiate themselves.
Yeah, why? Yeah, that's it's just a name.
Branding.
They keep the name. Of course they do. It's on fucking purpose.
It is.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw it, but I had to do a little research on it. Spermidazine. And it's already having the intended effect because there's a bunch of articles out there about spermidazine being in the bags of these of these ladies. So spermidazine got me thinking about the long, I guess the long crafted art of marketing, right?
Yes, we've both been in the biz.
Been in the biz, know the tricks, understand it, maybe better than most. And I know that, you know, clickbait, pretty pictures, sex, interesting
sells.
Names. Yeah, all this stuff. sells. It makes you make you want to make it sound like the newest, latest, greatest, yes, most exciting
psychological
thing. That's right. Does it better, does it faster, does it quicker, makes you sexier, makes you thinner, makes you richer, whatever it is.
Yep.
This has been going on
all
ad
of your dreams come true.
That's right.
Spermidazine.
In the 90s, and there's many different ways to market, right? It's been magazines. There were, you know, kind of like the snake oil salesman back in the day.
Yeah, newspaper print, magazine,
books,
radio.
Radio, television.
TV, billboards.
Now billboards. Mm-hmm. And then now
and then the
internet. And the metaverse.
And the metaverse.
Course, the metaverse, which we'll be in pretty soon.
Yes.
If you haven't heard that episode, you will soon. so it just triggered something in me.
Yeah.
I'm a kid that grew up in the 90s. And I mean, I had my formative years in the 90s, my teenage years in the 90s. And back in the 90s, they really like were coming out of the television age and into the computer age. But one last gasp of air on the television age of marketing was infomercials.
Oh, yeah.
And they were everywhere in the 90s. They got to remember, this was before Netflix or Hulu or any of that shit. Television commercials were a way of life. You had to watch them. There was no way to get around it unless you literally recorded it and fast forward or rewound or whatever it was. So late at night, really all day long, but at late at night, most of the major television stations would take money to run hour long or half hour long format infomercials to sell one product or the other.
Oh yeah. Cooking, fitness,
all kinds of stuff.
Anything.
All kinds of
psychic readings.
Psychic readings. I mean, but they wouldn't be like
dating.
30-second commercial dating. Yeah, how to get sexier, slimmer. Real estate was a hot one. Mm-hmm. They'd have these guys that would, you know, this is still going on to this day. It's just on the internet now. But they'd have these guys who never did a real estate deal in their life, but they were teaching you how to do real estate deals for no money down and no risk and no whatever. It's not true. It never happened. No one ever makes it like that. It's all bullshit. I know because I work in the real estate industry.
Yes.
It's all horseshit. I work in the real estate industry and I got into the real estate industry because one of somebody close to me took one of those get rich quick real estate seminars.
Yep.
And we quickly figured out that you cannot get rich quick. First of all, second of all, you have to, of course you have to have money. Of course there are risks and you have to teach yourself. No one can teach you how to do it. So we went there and learned what not to do. And then we went and kind of did it kind of successfully.
Tempted to do your version.
We didn't go bankrupt. I guess that's the best news yet.
You're still in business, aren't
I'm still
you?
In business. Yeah. So yet is the answer to that. So I wanted to go back and revisit some of the infomercials that I saw in the 90s.
Oh,
so I went and I dug around for some interesting infomercials that we can take a listen to. Are you interested in this?
I am.
And I'm just getting right to it because we got a lot of content today to get to.
Okay.
Let me dial.
I know that was one of our reviews too that we don't actually get through.
Someone left a review that, you know, it's not a radio show. You don't have to stop at the hour. Like you can go a little longer.
Just finish the actual
video you're watching, because I think they were pissed that we did a Frankie B video a while ago.
It was the Teresa Caputo one.
Oh, Teresa,
they wanted more of that. Which
Caputo.
I did too at the time. We should do another Teresa
I've still
Caputo.
Got it loaded up here. We'll get back to it, I promise.
So does someone have a leg?
Does someone have a leg? Is there a leg in the audience? She was on Anderson Cooper. You can go and you can listen to it. Okay. So what should we start with first? Let's ease into this.
Dip our toe.
Yeah. Dip our toe into it. First and foremost, we're just talking about spermidazine. Natural homeopathic bullshit has been on the radar of infomercials for years.
I mean, that's probably the oldest, you know, thing that's been advertised. Like you said, snake oil earlier, the latest, greatest potions.
Yep.
I think cocaine was advertised.
Heroin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Coca-Cola was cocaine. That's why it's named Coca-Cola, because it had cocoa powder in it. And if you go to the Coca-Cola Museum to this day, you can see bottles of Coca-Cola with the liquid still in them. Mm-hmm. Bottles of Coca-Cola from back when it first originated, when the doctor, whatever his name was, Dr. Pepper.
No, it was not.
I don't know. I'm just making shit up. But the doctor who made this up, he made Coca-Cola the formula as an anti-headache medication, anti-pain medication.
Yeah, it'll give you a pep in your step.
Yeah, of course it would. Wow. Yeah, but people were getting addicted to that shit. They were like, I need my Coca-Cola. So let's take a look at a vitamin. Also, just to take a step back here. Also, vitamins and supplements have been they've really been susceptible to Ponzi scheme like activities also.
Right.
Like those MLMs.
The MLMs, yeah.
That's how most of these powders, pills, and forms, you know, they claim everything in the world. They do everything in the world. The truth is they're just like egg protein. That's all it is. It's always the same bullshit. It's never anything. But you too can become a millionaire.
Right.
And feel the best you've ever felt if you buy our video. And it's time for the commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, it's so fucking meta, I can't even stand it. I wanted to let you know that Chrissy and I are going to be doing the TCB Summer Games. When? This summer. And if you'd like to be a part of the games that we're intending to play, give us a shout. 661-237-8296. That's 661, best the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. We're looking for singles. We're looking for people willing to play TCB trivia and all kind of game shows. Give us a shout on the phone line or go to tcbpodcast.com and drop us an email at the contact us form. You can also listen to all the audio and watch all the video right from tcbpodcast.com. Catch us on the socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram. And if you would, go to our YouTube channel /The Commercial Break if you'd like to see any of the clips that we run each and every day, and now presenting full episodes 2 days after the release on the podcast. That's right, now full episodes available 2 days after the audio version. Sometimes people write in and they ask us, hey, how can we help the commercial break? Two things. Use our sponsors' specialized URLs or codes when you're in the market for their products or services. They give you discounts and free shit, and in return, you tell our sponsors we're doing our job. Number two, and maybe more importantly, leave us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast player. It doesn't even need to be Apple. CastBox, Podbean, Spotify, Overcast, Google, all of them have some kind of rating and review system, and it really does help us expand the audience. And now, we're going to take a short break to listen to our sponsors. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So here's one that ran back in the 90s that I remember. It's called the greatest vitamin ever in the world ever. That's literally the name of the vitamin. It's greatest vitamin in the world ever.
Okay.
Now, what you see on the screen here, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, if you want to follow along, clips every single day of the week. We release this episode 2 days after we release the audio episode. What you're going to see here is you're going to see two incredibly busty women with their boobs hanging way out, mm-hmm. talking about how they made millions of dollars selling the greatest vitamin in the world. Let's take a listen.
The greatest
vitamin. Okay, I get 20 people to agree to go to my website.
Oh my God,
and
her
try
shirt.
Look at her shirt. Look at the. I could not stop staring at this girl's boobs yesterday.
Wow.
I was just like.
It's buttons, but the buttons are way down.
That shirt does not fit her in any stretch. Yeah, that's a button up shirt, and half of it is unbuttoned, and it couldn't be buttoned if you wanted to button it. Yeah. Look how big and fake those boobs are. They are just. Two balloons almost.
When do I get paid? Every Friday.
Hey, look at this girl.
Right. She's got it too.
She's got it too.
And so checks to everyone who earned it the week prior.
This is probably the easiest money I've ever made.
Hey, $12,000 in 5 hours.
This is probably the easiest money I've ever made. Yeah.
I mean,
you too can make $12,000 in 5 hours, just like Jim did. This is probably the easiest money I ever did. They told me to suck a couple cocks. I did. It was great money.
Wait, let's read the fine print because it says many
of these people have made even more money since the show. Some may have purchased optional support programs. Unique experience, results will vary.
Right.
Who they're talking to here, if these people are even real, they all have script. No. They're all scripted.
Yeah,
you can
those
tell.
Aren't real people.
If it is even real, these are the first four people in the company, right? These are the first four people in this MLM because the people at the very top, if
do
you
make
get
the
in on day one, you make money.
Mm-hmm.
Hour. That's more than a lot of doctors make or lawyers.
I've made $49,000 since November just by telling people to go to my website.
That's all you have to do.
Hey, you, go to my website. I just made $10,000. It's like these signs you see on the side of the road. You know, now hiring real estate trainee, $5,000 to $10,000 a week. And they work or they wouldn't continue to put them out there.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a nice looking gentleman. What does he have to say?
I've made over $30,000. And with it, I've been able to pay college. I've been able to put away money for savings. I've been able to go to the store, go shopping.
He might need to spend money on his teeth.
Help out my family.
Yeah, well, I mean, poor guy. This guy did a lot with $30,000. I paid for college. I bought a new car. I have season tickets to the Bulls. I took a trip around the world. I bought a jet. I've got two sugar mamas. Right. Got two sugar babies. I bought this shirt. I got this haircut. Got these new glasses. Got new carpet in my house.
All for $30,000.
Put all new toilets. All four bathrooms. All for $30,000. Best money I ever spent.
It's completely changed my life.
When Don LaPree first
we've got an actor playing a doctor.
But this is a real doctor.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
Because I found her.
Oh.
Because they put her name up here. Her name is Dr. Tanya Hudson or something. Mm-hmm. And I found her. She's in Seattle. She's a homeopathic doctor what she is.
She's certified
certified in bullshit.
Jim.
Yeah. She's certified by Bob.
Right.
Bob's Institute of Sex.
I love how you wear the stethoscope too,
but
around
look at
neck.
This girl. She looks like a 12-year-old. Look at her hands. They're tiny. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe.
Team, we thought he was joking when he said, spare no expense and assemble whatever research was necessary to create the greatest vitamin
spare
in the world.
Spare no expense!
I want you to spare no expense under $10,000.
The best vitamin in the world.
I want to change people's lives.
And then we will sell it and then get other people to sell it.
I have this conversation a lot in my own personal life, Chrissy.
Spare no expense.
Brian, it's me, Mr. Franchise.
Oh, hey, Mr. Franchise, what's up?
I've got an idea. I want you to spare no expense. I want you to create a vitamin that's literally going to change people's lives, make them bigger, faster, stronger, sexier, thinner, and is going to give them money for college, a brand new car, an airport. I don't want them to buy over the airplane. I want them to be able to buy an airport. Do it now, Brian.
Yes, Mr. Franchise. I will. Spare no expense.
And by the way, you're now a doctor.
He's hopped up on Coca-Cola original formula.
I'm a doctor.
That's right. A doctor of homeopathy. I'm sending your certificate in the mail. In addition to that, you're the CEO of my brand new business, Jizzicide. Man. How can we go wrong? What can happen? We're improving people's lives inside and out.
Sending your certificate
via FedEx. I can't afford overnight. It'll be there in a couple days. But spare no expense. Spare no expense. Say, put it on your credit card. I'll pay you back. What's your Venmo? I think I misspelled your name. I'll get it to you tomorrow. Bye!
Oh my God.
We had never had so much unlimited freedom to create a formula this complete.
We took over 100 years of research experience from our formulation team, and we put it into one formula.
I want you to get in contact with the formulation team.
Put it all your experience yeah. together.
Who's the formulation team?
My wife and her best friend. They're busy now. They're in the back in the hot tub drinking wine. But they have 100 years of nutrition experience between them.
Isn't your wife in her 20s?
Well, it might not be exactly 100 years, but it's close. They're the new formulation team.
Can I talk to the formulation team?
Nope, they're busy. Always busy. They're formulating.
They're formulating.
They're too much too busy formulating. Besides, you're the doctor now. You make the call.
Can I get a hold of that research?
Yeah. I put it in the mail your certificate. Just trust me. Here's the formula. 2 parts flour, 1 part sugar.
And an egg.
Put it in a capsule. It doesn't matter. Everyone's going to get rich. When you spend $1,000, I'm giving 500 of it to the next guy. What could go wrong? I did the math myself.
Thanks, Mr. Franchise.
Oh, he's so nice.
The
generous.
Best way that I can explain.
We should call it. He's Mr. MLM. That's who he is. Yes. Yeah, he's a different guy. Yeah. Okay.
This is if you had the world's leading research team at your disposal and someone came to you and asked you to create the ultimate product for the body, you would end up with the greatest vitamin in the world.
Look how big her boobs got using the greatest vitamin in the world. Would I lie to you, Mr. MLM? Of course not.
Hey, I did some research and I got some expenses. Do you think you could pay me back for those?
Sure, no problem. Just tell 20 of your friends to go to your website.
That's it.
I set up a website for you. Dr. Candace, she's the one with the big boobs. That's the formulation team right there. Tit left and tit right.
Those tits are huge.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
All I do is get 20 new people to agree to try these vitamins, and I get paid $1,000?
Yes. And the best part is you don't have to do any selling.
Just try it.
The best part is you don't have to do any selling.
Just try it.
That's the part. Listen, I had this guy. God love him. I think I've told this. I've considered him a mentor in my life. And he was a owner of one of the fine dining restaurants that I worked for. And
the one that would give the Chianti?
No, that's another one. Yeah, that's another one. He was an Italian guy. I don't even think you know what it. I didn't even think he knew what a television was. He was from the old days. I mean, he probably had one of those like tune-in radios, like the old ones in the box. Uh-huh. So this guy, he was slick. He was a slick talking guy. I know that he made a lot of money. His daughter was actually very disabled, but he was the best, sweetest father. And I just loved this guy. But he was into all this fucking horse shit.
Oh, yeah.
And every time he'd get into a new product or service, he was one time selling egg white protein that was going to change your life. And he kept telling me, I take 2 cups of this in the morning. I watch him take it.
Yeah.
I take 2 cups of this in the morning. I feel amazing. Right. And he got me to go to these fucking meetings and get on the phone.
There's some people that there's a cereal MLM. People.
That's what he was. He was a serial. And you see him a lot. Like every once in a while, I'll stalk him online.
Yeah.
And you see him. He's like the director of whatever for the new company. And then 2 years later, the director, because he's one of the ones that makes a bunch of fucking money.
Yeah.
But he'd always try and get me roped into this. And he hit me on a phone call with this dude and that girl and whatever.
Exactly.
And
get me on the call.
Yeah, get me on the call. That's right. And they'd always say the same thing. You don't have to do any selling, Brian. You're perfect for this.
It sells itself.
It sells itself. Yeah. You just have to talk to people like you normally do.
Yeah.
Hey, how would you like your steak cooked? Have you ever heard of the greatest vitamin in the world? Just go to my website. Buy $1,000 worth and you too will be rich.
Yep.
Just send people to your website and the website educates the people. It takes the order and it does everything for you.
At first, my wife thought it was just another little thing that I got into, but until she started pulling.
Was thinking it was another one of these things I was spending all my money on, like gambling and prostitutes and crack cocaine. But it's a website that makes money by itself.
It's the greatest vitamin in the world.
It's the greatest vitamin in the world. You don't even have to tell people about it. Literally. I walk around with a shirt with the website address, and I'm making $30,000 an hour.
And the checks out of the mailbox. I mean, the checks kept coming and coming and coming.
In one.
That's the spirit, Terrence. The checks keep coming and coming and coming. We're sending out a 59-cent check right now. And your bill for next month's order. It's $3,000. You're making money now, Terrence. Don't ever stop, kid. You've got the greatest vitamin in the world, spirit. That's what we're looking for. Say, you ever heard of Lululemon? I mean, not Lululemon.
What was the other one?
What was it?
I forget.
The tight company.
Yes, the pants, the leggings.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like Lululemon, only shittier.
What was it? Now I can't remember. Not Lululemon.
It did start with an L.
Yeah, it's Lola? LuLaRoe.
LuLaRoe.
Ever heard of LuLaRoe? I'm their newest salesperson, Mr. MLM.
I earned $6,000, and all I did was tell people to go to my website. That's it. I mean, in the first few weeks, I've made over $7,500, and that's just beyond what my wildest dreams ever were when I started.
This had to be the easiest $6,000 I've ever made in
that's
my life.
That's right. You just sit back. All you have to do.
Brian, just tell him to sit back and relax and watch the checks come rolling in. This has to be the easiest $75,000 I've ever made because my dad mortgaged his house to buy $90,000 worth of product.
Hey, Dad, I got this new vitamin to keep you alive forever. You mind if I remortgage the house? Thanks, Dad. Your father has dementia.
So if I get set up as an independent advertiser, the company supplies me with my own website and everything I need, right?
Exactly. And if you were to get 100 new people to try the vitamin in any given month, not only do you get paid $5,000, $1,000 on every 20 new people, you also get paid a $5,000 bonus check.
I mean,
wait,
100.
You're telling me 150,000 people sign up and I get $16.25? Where do I sign?
You sign right here. And by the way, we take a small deposit of $10,000. That's just to cover expenses. And every time you give us $10,000, we give it to someone else. It's called a money pass.
Oh my God, yeah. This is horse shit.
Wait a minute. If I get 100 new people in the month of July, you have to pay me $10,000?
I mean, 100 new people to buy a vitamin. Like, do you know 100
people? I don't know 100 people. I barely know 20. And they're listening to the podcast right now. Hey, guys, you want to buy the greatest vitamin in the world? I'm going back to 1999 and building myself a website. In 1999, no one even knew what a website was. Yeah. This is kind of like, it's on the cusp.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm telling you what. They did this right, and I'm telling you why they did this right. It's because there's about 6 seconds of people actually talking about what they do to make money, and 30 minutes of these two girls going tit to tit.
Yeah, they are talking going to each other. To
these two girls have incredible breasts. I mean, they're incredible. They're beautiful. They're huge. And they're just right in front of the camera. I mean, and they're intelligent, obviously intelligent women, but I don't think
they're
wardrobe.
Great actors.
Yeah, I don't think wardrobe made a mistake on this one. Well, she's probably the fucking vice president of sales.
She probably is.
Yeah, she's talking.
I haven't identified her.
Yeah,
yet.
She's drinking the Kool-Aid. Yeah. And the other girl is the formulation department.
All
you have to do. Let me tell you this. I'm telling you, if you get an additional 5,500 people signed up, we're going to give you a $500. Wait. You're telling me that if I get the first 20 people signed up, I get $1,000, then 5,000 additional people, I get another $20. And if I add 500 people, you're going to give me a $300 bonus?
Yep.
That's right. You'll be making
millions
in no time.
We're exciting. After we gave away over $1 million to our independent advertisers, we realized we haven't even reached 1% of the population. So we got together and discussed a way we could get each person 50 times more excited. Okay.
50 times more excited.
That's when...
That's when we started our little blue pill giveaway. That's right. Bring an additional 50 people in and we'll give you one of these blue pills. You'll be 50 times as excited in an hour. It's the best boner medication in the world.
Okay, so you get it, right?
Yes,
all right, okay.
Yes.
We got plenty to get through. I'm going to listen to our fans and okay. get on to the next one.
Okay.
Kathy was a famous lady that sold cookware, all kinds of different cookware. She would sell little flat irons.
Yeah,
cookbooks. But this wasn't like Julia Child's kind of cookbooks. This was like, you know, throw anything in the refrigerator into a pan, mix it up.
Right. Whatever you've got in your fridge.
I've got a recipe for everything.
Yeah.
You ready? Let's listen to Kathy
okay.
as she tells us about her brand new cookbook. Look at that. I learned how to do that. I think that's pretty cool. YouTube.com/commercialbreak.
Baking for the holidays can be a frustrating, time-consuming task. And I should know, with a big family at long hours in the kitchen. Well, here's the solution. My dump cakes.
Dump cakes?
Here's my solution. Dump cakes. When I've got 16 of my children back home for Christmas, I don't know what to do.
I whip up a good dump cake.
The toilets always get clogged, and I didn't know what to do. Why make that go to waste? Brand new Kathy Baker's dump cakes. Look at this recipe. Some shit, some more shit, and cherries.
Yeah.
Put it in the oven at 400 degrees, and the whole house smells like Christmas. Dump cakes. Dump cakes. That's the worst name ever.
Really?
Is there anybody that thought twice about this? I mean, the last thing I want to think about when I think about cake is taking a dump. How's your dump cake, honey?
Mom, I'd really love I've been missing home. I'd really love one of those dump cakes. Your famous dump cake.
Can you make me an Oreo dump cake?
Oh,
I need a pound dump cake. I just see you coming home with all your friends and you're like, hey, Mom.
What's in the oven?
What's in the oven? Oh, it's dump cakes.
It's dump cake night.
Your mom's fucked up, man. She's into scat or what's going on? Oh, me and your dad are making some dump cakes. It's so bad. We're like three-year-olds. We can't stop laughing about the word dump.
Well, it is a horrible name.
Horrible.
Horrible.
And but trust me, and the way she makes these cakes is just as bad. Wait till you see this.
Easy and delicious holiday recipe. So yummy. It's so simple. Just dump and bake for the best cakes ever.
Just dump and bake.
Just dump and cake. Just squat, dump, and bake.
Just dump and bake.
Every cookbook comes with a box of Metamucil. You'll dump your way into the holiday season.
Oh my God, she's pouring all kinds of
She
stuff
just pours
there.
A bunch of shit in there and just
it was
and cooks
like powdered
it. Yeah, like, I think she's pouring like cake mix.
Oh.
She's pouring like, you know, cherries and lemons and all this shit and then cake mix. It's just gross.
Yeah.
By the way, I see a lot, you know, I've seen a lot of cookbooks in my life. And I've been to a lot of places where they make sweets. I've never seen anyone use the dump cake method.
No. Here's my holiday fruit cake. Start with some cherry pie filling and canned fruit cocktail. Dump on a chocolate cake mix and pour on a cherry cola. That's it. Just bake for a warm holiday cake all your guests will love.
That
looks like a dump cake. Yeah.
That looks like a dump cake.
She said pour cherries.
Fruit, and then the
a
cake
box
mix,
of cake mix and a
cola.
Cherry cola. What about the milk and the eggs? I mean, did you put anything else in there?
Nope.
Just cherry
just
cola.
Dump it in.
That's good. It's a dump cake going in. It's a dump cake going out.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Or whip up these festive layer bars. Watch how easy. Melt some butter and sprinkle on some graham cracker crumbs. Add sweetened condensed milk, coconut, Rice Krispies, chocolate chips, and M&Ms. And look, you'll love it.
Ugh.
Perfect for a holiday party. Overnight guests, treat them to this Christmas tree coffee.
Yeah, here you go. Thanks
overnight
for coming.
Overnight guests, yeah. Thanks for coming. I put some dog shit on a plate for you. I call it Kathy's dump cakes. Overnight guests you don't want back?
Yeah,
make them some dump cakes.
Exactly.
How about this festive Christmas tree-shaped dump? Every Kathy's dump cake book cookbook comes with a
With a mold.
With a mold. With a Christmas tree mold. Just squat,
you can
dump,
put anything.
And bake.
You can put anything in this
anything.
Christmas tree shape.
I mean anything. Oh, my God, Kathy. She's putting syrup in there.
Oh, no.
Butter and syrup, then layer on a tube of biscuits. In minutes, you'll have fresh, warm breakfast cake. Oh, and love that. Oh, goodness. And get rave reviews on this pumpkin pecan dessert. Easier than pie with no crust to roll out. How about these brownies with a peppermint twist?
Oh, God, I hate when they put peppermint candy on a fucking brownie. Yeah. Oh, disgusting. This goes on for a half an hour. Okay. This goes on for 30 fucking minutes. This lady, she basically gives away the entire...
I'm surprised this didn't sweep the nation. I mean...
It might have. We don't know. I haven't seen a dumb cake book. Oh, okay. But it costs a lot of money to put these things on TV. Uh-huh. You're spending a couple million bucks if you're going infomercial,
really?
Even back then. For sure. So. Okay. This lady, by the way, is very famous. She has a ton of infomercials. She was like the queen of kitchen infomercials.
Kathy.
Back then. Kathy. I can't believe Dump Cakes was one of her hotter sellers. But you never know. All right. Now, you ready for the creme de la creme?
Yes.
Of infomercials?
Bring it out. Wheel it out.
We're always make money, get rich quick. Mm-hmm. Right? Real estate, tax bonds, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
There was a guy, his name was Tommy Vu, Tom Vu. He came from Vietnam. His family had nothing. I give the guy credit here. His family had nothing. He didn't even know how to read or write. They were homeless this whole nine yards.
Okay.
And he ended up having an infomercial kingdom. He had infomercials flying left
Good
and
for
right
him.
For a long time. He's one of these guys who sells you, doesn't sell you real estate. He teaches you how to buy and sell real estate.
Right. No, he'll just show you the steps.
I've always said
a good teacher doesn't actually know the material.
That's right. He just, makes it up on the fly.
Right,
he teaches you how to do it. Yeah. I've always said that the guys who lose money in real estate end up coaching real estate.
Yep.
Right. That's how it goes because there's money to be made in the coaching.
In the coaching.
And I mean big money to be made in coaching. There is big money. Mm-hmm. So here you go. I want to give this to you. Tommy Vu, late night real estate infomercial king.
Okay. If you know how.
Take a look at this 6,800 square foot mansion I just picked up from bankruptcy court for only 436 deals like this. Just one deal like this, you could retire.
Tom Vu says.
He says, I picked this up for $436. I picked this up for $436 now. You too can. By
Meanwhile,
the way,
it was a sprawling mansion.
It looked like an
Miami.
Office building. Yeah, it looked like an office building. By the way, these guys who, you know, this was popular in the 90s too. It was called appear to be before be.
Right.
And that means that
fake it before you make it.
Fake it before you make it. You would rent a big yacht. You would get pretty girls. You would have fast cars, none of which you owned at all.
Right.
Because you weren't rich yet. You were just trying to sell your course.
To
right?
get rich.
Yeah. But it made you feel like this guy knew what he was talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
If you have no money or no credit to buy property, don't worry about it.
No worries. You've got no money, no
it's
credit.
It's me, Mr. Real Estate. Hey, guys, how you doing? No money, no credit cards, no house to live in. Don't worry. I got you covered. Let me explain how. First, come to my real estate seminar at the Holiday Inn on Sheboygan Boulevard at 2 p.m. this Saturday. Bring your checkbook. Oh, wait, you don't have any money. That's okay. Let's get you started with something easy. I'm going to sell you this book for $59.99. Read that book completely and then come to my seminar on Sheboygan Avenue, 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Holiday Inn.
That's how they did it. Uh-huh. They got you roped in and they'd have something for every level.
Oh,
couldn't afford to get in on the big stuff? Mm-hmm. $59.99.
That's okay.
You need a little bit of personal coaching? Here's my phone number. You can call my team anytime for $1,000.
Yeah.
You want personal Tommy Vu training? You want to go on my yacht with me? $100,000. This is still done to this day.
Oh, my gosh.
Still done.
It's ways to tie up good deals without using your own cash or credit.
I know a lot of you are saying, well, fine, you can find lots of foreclosure or other bargain property in town so you can pick up to make some money. But the problem is, where would you find the capital to buy these property to make a lot of money, right? Well, don't worry about it. In my seminar, I will show you a way to tie up this
In
property.
My seminar.
Don't worry about a thing. In my seminar, I'm going to teach you everything. Well, I'm going to teach... Okay, I'm not going to teach you anything because that comes after you write the check. but at my seminar, I'll talk just like I'm talking right now.
I'll hype you up.
In my seminar, you'll get an exact carbon copy of this commercial, only I'll be in person. That's how it happens.
Your own capital, so you can go out and make a lot of money without using any of your own money.
Like you, I thought it took thousands of dollars to make.
Where is he?
Who is this guy? For those of you that can't see, this is a guy sitting with a computer. He's got a poster behind him. It says Canada.
At a fern plant or a palm plant, and he's holding.
This looks like a joke.
This is so weird.
He's holding a bunch of papers.
Is he like a travel agency?
I assume that's what he works at.
He's good.
He's going places.
No.
Either he's going places or he's the travel agent.
Right.
Yeah. I assume he's the travel agent.
Okay.
Seminar, I learned how for a few hundred dollars, you can tie up numerous properties like these and make lots of.
I circled this thing on this piece of paper you can barely see 15 feet away to make you feel official.
Money.
American history is filled with success stories of people who started out with a few hundred dollars and made millions.
Spun it into gold.
Spun it into gold. And those people were all real estate coaches.
People are content with what they have. That's why there's plenty of room for you if you want to make it to the top.
Some of you have parents or grandparents who worked hard all their life.
Some of you have parents. Come down to my seminar.
I've got two ladies next to me.
Some of you have parents. Full stop. Come on down. Yeah, look at all these ladies just sitting around. The 90s were so chauvinistic. We're not that far removed from this.
And retire with almost nothing. You don't have to be like them.
You don't have to be like your parents. They're a bunch of worthless assholes.
They didn't know what they were doing.
It's me, Mr. Real Estate. Your parents are useless. Borrow some money from them. Come to my real estate seminar.
The money-making system has turned dreams into reality for many people. According to a recent syndicated article appearing in hundreds of newspapers nationwide, the Tom
Felicity syndicated article means he paid for it.
is reportedly the most popular one offered. And many fortunes have been launched by attendees who are inspired by the Tom Vu seminar.
My fortune was launched.
My fortune was launched. I'm Brian Green, and my fortune was launched right here at this seminar. Now I, too, can afford my own Starbucks coffee every morning, and I've got this 1996 Toyota Corolla in my driveway. I was able to buy this Pac-Man shirt with no money down. You know how I did it? I stole it.
The best things about my real estate money-making system is you don't have to quit your job. I can show you how to stack out part-time. And when you make enough money in real estate, you can
decide you can do all of this. Part-time. Can be done part-time.
Listen, this is easy, convenient. Yeah. There's no muss, no fuss.
That's right.
Just dig through thousands of... dig through thousands of homes that are for sale in foreclosure or might be for sale. Go knocking on those doors every 2 to 3 hours. Sign up a contract. Find a lender that will hand you money. Go do all the work. It's like this, you can do all this part time.
Yeah, you don't have to quit your job.
You don't have to quit your job. They'll fire you. Then you can collect unemployment. Now you're in the money. Now we're talking.
Oh my God. It's so true, though, because I've been to so many of these things.
I know.
I mean, I've had people pull me in and please just go and get on this call and please come to the seminar. You'll see. You'll see. And I mean, it's all the same. No, you don't have to do anything.
We don't have to do anything.
No. Yeah, do you know people? Anything. That's it. Yeah. Like, I mean, do you just...
Are you a good talker? Are you a people person?
Yeah,
you're going to be a millionaire.
I can tell that you are. Yeah. I can tell you're a great communicator. You've got the look, the feel.
The look, the feel. Yes, you got it all. You were born to sell egg protein. You were born to make millions with no money down. It doesn't happen like that.
You were born to make money with no money down.
Yes, listen. Guys, I'm telling you right now, take it from Chrissy and I's, take lessons from Chrissy and I's failures. This is not real. It doesn't happen like this. You cannot make $1 million in an MLM. You cannot. I mean, maybe you can if you get in super early. And there are lots of MLMs that sell perfectly legitimate products,
absolutely.
Right? I'm not saying that every MLM out there is a scam. Some of them are not. But if you're way down the chain, you're not going to make any money.
It's theoretically impossible, or mathematically impossible.
Yeah. I mean, she said, the lady said in the last one, she said, we've only reached 1% of humanity, or less than 1%. The truth is that less than 1% of humanity is interested in the greatest vitamin in the world or being a part of their $1,000 payment program or whatever it is. Tommy Vu, are there people who buy money with no real estate? Yes, because they have equity partners who give them the money and then they give most of the profit back to the equity partner. And that's if you happen to make a profit, and good luck with that, because that's exactly what it's all about. Luck. It's luck. There's an old saying about real estate. You need $2 million to get in to make money in real estate. Uh-huh. You want to know why?
Right.
Because you lose the first million, and the second million you use smartly.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's true. It's 100% true.
Job, or you can come back and tell your boss goodbye. Think about all the days.
Tommy Vu told me to say goodbye to you. Oh, you're leaving, Brian? That's right. I went to the Tommy Vu seminar this weekend, and he told me to kiss your ass. Kiss my ass and kiss his ass. I'm out of here. 2 days later. Say, remember when I told you to kiss your ass? I really didn't mean all that stuff.
No, I was all hyped up. Yeah,
I lost all my money on the Tommy Vu seminar. So the check cleared to Tommy Vu, and I don't have any money. You mind if I work here for a couple more days until I get that? Until I get those millions? You don't mind, do you?
Your boss yelled at you, and you got mad. Did it help you any? Nothing. Let me tell you a new way, okay? Next time when your boss start yelling at you for nonsense stuff, don't get mad. Get even by determined to be rich, my friend. Get rich is the best revenge. Anybody here agree? Say yes.
I've
loud.
Shown you. We've really shown up Clear Channel.
That's
too.
Right, yeah.
We got even.
We got even. Look at us now. Literally broadcasting to hundreds of people. On 96.7 The Legend, I was broadcasting to tens of people. On SimCole FM, I was broadcasting to 20s of people. Here, hundreds.
That's right. Yeah. See ya.
I'm literally making hundreds Take of dollars that. A year on this Take podcast. That. Take that. Who got the last laugh now, Clear Channel? Simon Gwabadia, look at me now. Oil salesman indeed.
Oh, my God.
As try as we might, we never get through it.
Well, it's just too funny.
It's too funny. I know. We got to stop and talk about it, or else it's not, it's not a podcast. It's just me rerunning Tommy Vu's seminar.
Commercial.
Which kind of defeats the point of my point, I guess. Oh, man. Okay, we will get back to infomercials, I promise. There's lots of Tommy Vu's content out there, and we'll do it. Don't worry. Infomercials once a quarter, because there are so many to go over.
Oh, yeah.
So many to go over.
Oh, yeah.
TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You find out more
You're
about Chrissy.
You're born to make millions.
You're born to make millions in real estate with no money down. You're born to make money on MLM egg protein. Look at you. You're a natural. A natural. All you have to do is talk to people about the product. That's sells it. Itself.
I mean, send them to your website. Yeah. That's it.
Hey. So what do you think about egg protein? The fuck is that? It's this powder that makes you stronger, I think. I don't know.
Here's your energy.
I got a whole hallway full of boxes, though, if you want some. Tell you what, try it out. Send me some money if you like it. Astrid told me I got to get rid of it. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You listen to all the audio. You watch all the video right there from one location, TCBpodcast.com. If you're interested in seeing us, YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. We put out new clips of these episodes every day of the week. YouTube exclusive in the studio is what we call it. every couple of days, and then we put out the full episodes a couple days after they air. So if we air an episode on Monday, usually by Wednesday, we have the full episode for you to watch on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe, like any videos, comment, please. We would enjoy it. Rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
I know, they're doing a great job out there.
Yeah, well, thank you so much to all those people who are taking the time to review. We love them. Keep them coming. Keep them funny. keep them 5 stars if you can. That'd be great. That helps us out because that brings the show to new audiences.
We're rising to new levels. Yeah. With no money down.
Pretty soon 1,000 people.
We've had money down.
Yeah, we've had money down. Like $100,000. Okay. 661-237-8296. 661-BEST-TO. If you want to play TCB Summer Games, send us a message and we'll let you know. Okay. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say, bye.